on Daf Chav Chesam at Aleph, Sholchu Lei Lavua de Shmuel, Kofoi Ve'ochel Matze Yotza. That if a person was forced to eat matzah and he ate matzah, he's yotze. Kofoi Man. So who forced him? Ilema Kofoi Sheid. That he was forced to a ruach ro sheboy. He had a ruach ro. So then the Gemara held, so if he has a ruach ro, he's a bechin of a shoyte. Bosanye itim cholim itim shoyte, kshu cholim hareyu ki pikeyach lechol dvorov. When there's no ruach ro that shoyra on him, he has a din pikeyach. He's chayiv b'mitzvitz. Kshu shoyte hareyu shoyte lechol dvorov. But when he's a shayte, he has the pturim of a shayte. He's part of in a mitzvah. So the Gemara means, if you mean to say that he ate matzah when he was a shayte, and later, the same evening, he became a shayte, so now he became mechuyev b'mitzvahs. He became mechuyev b'mitzvahs, so the achila of the chilas matzah that was eaten b'shas he was potter min ha-mitzvahs, because then he was a shoyte, cannot potter his chiyot. So how could they say that he's yotzo with that achila? Then he was a lav bal chiyuve. Ach, smedoinig yontav, here's a shayla, if doctors told someone that it's a sakone for him to eat matzah, he ate matzah and later became better, so he has a shayla if he was yaitzah. Could be then, since there was a sakonis nefoshes, he wasn't allowed to eat it, so could be then it's called a lav bal chiyuve. Perhaps it's different than a shayte. But al kaponim, that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying that an achila, when he's not a bal chiyuve, cannot pater his chiyuve. Omar Rav Ashi shekofu parsia. Now the Sholchu Leilabu, the Shmuel is speaking about that the Goyim forced him to eat. They didn't force him to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, they forced him to eat. Ayidin Mestamet, so it's like Kaif Noisachi Meroitzani, so then it's called Izrotzen, so there's Kavona also. But here the Shekofu parsim. There was no kavona to be mekayim the mitzvah yotzo. So if we see that a person who was forced to do a mitzvah, he wasn't mechaven to be mekayim the mitzvah, af al pikein, he is a kiyum a mitzvah, zaysay meres, atoikei aloshir yotzo. So if a person will blow shofar, l'shir, he'll also be yotze. Hatakeya l'shir, so Rashi says, l'shoirer u'lezamer. I really don't know what the kefal haloshin is, l'shoirer u'lezamer, unless perhaps l'zamer is pshat is, could be, Zemer is with words. Zmirei Shemeru. So maybe Lezamer means he wants to harmonize with a Zemer, and Lesheira means this alone is the Shira. I don't know. Kach Shemati Mipi Meiri Azoke. Obi Yisoidei Shal Meiri Rav Yitzchak Ben Yehuda Risi Ateikeya Leshed Vavriach Ruach Ro Meolov. He blew the these koilas to be mavriach a ruach rome olav. So that's the atake l'shed. So amarove zay same meres atake l'shir yotzo. So if the sholchulei were mechadish that a mitzvah that is done without kavone is a maisa hamitzvah, They don't need kavone to make it a maisa mitzvah. So memele, so if he was tekei elishir elished and he ended up by doing the maisa mitzvah, so he's also yaitze. Frag the gemara pshita, hainohach. So what was Rav Mechadish? This is another case of you doing a maise without a kavone. So the Gemara says, "Mao de teimim, ha some ochel matza omarachmone v'ha ochal." Avol hocha zichrein truaksiv, v'haim es asik ba'almehu, kamash melon. Let us see Rashi. Pshite, the zayisay meres kain, it's the same thing, but so what is Rava Machadish? The Gemara mal de teima, hosam ochel matza komarachmone, v'ochal, v'nena bachilosoi, Hilkach lav misasik hu. Shrei af linye chiev chatas amrina misasik bachalovim baroi is chayev shekainene. Kamash malon da af al gav de misasik hu. Yotza. The mitzvah is ein tzriche is kavone. Dachsach mir, pshatn Rashi is as follows. From the Rehitas Loshen of Rashi, we see that Rashi is medame the Indian of mitzvah sriches kavone to the Indian of misasik. Sayin the havamine and sayin the maskone. That's the Loshen of Gemara. V'hai misasik ba'almu. Kamash melon. Rashi says, kamavagav the misasik. Who yotza the mitzvah ein sriches kavone. Let us just 1 minute try to explain the inyan of misasik. The gather of misasik is, for example, rotzo litloish vachtech esatolosh v'chotach esamechuba. Let us explain this case. Let's say a person was under the impression that this was a tolishtike tomato. He wanted to cut a slice from it. The nimtza shehu mechuba. And it ended up that it was a mechuba. That is a case of misasik. Now in that case, there are a few things we have to be done on. The truk in the pule, what he had wanted to do, he did. That means he wanted to cut a slice of the tomato. That's what he wanted to do. That's what he did. No, pshat is, he was ignorant. He was unaware that this pule is doing something else, which he had no intentions to do. He didn't want to do. He didn't realize that by cutting this tomato, he's being kaitzer. He didn't realize what is lying in his pu'ula. That means the truk in the pu'ula, there's rotzen on the truk in the pu'ula, what he did. But he didn't realize what lies in his pu'ula, what he's accomplishing with his pu'ula, what he's doing with his pu'ula. So it comes out, he was misasik to do one thing, to cut a slice of tomato, but he ended up accomplishing something else which he was ignorant of. He was a kaitzer. Or let's say, rotzo livloya sovar shehu roik v'nimtza shehu chaylev. He had some liquid in his mouth and he was under the impression that this was roik, so he wanted to swallow the saliva and it ended up that it was chaylev. So again, the truk in the pool, he wanted to swallow the liquid that was in his mouth. That's what he wanted to do. He was unaware that he was, what he really is doing. That he's swallowing chaylev. That lechaire is the tzir of misasik. And the achrayim say, the ptur of misasik is that since what he really did, he had no intentions of doing, he didn't want to do it. So we consider that pu'ula was done shaloy al yodoy. A pu'ula that was done unintentionally, That means that the Meleches Koitza, which was done through me, without intention, without Rotzen, is not considered like I was a Koitza. You're not Miyaches the Pu'ulas HaKtzire to this person who only had intentions to be Choytach, not to be Koitza. That is the Ptur of Mesasik. That's how Rabbi Chanan says in Kovet Shiurim Chelik Beis. Afal Pikain, we have a klal, Misasik Bachalovim Baroyis Chayiv Shekeinene. So Rabbi Chanan explains what is the svar over here. So Rabbi Chanan says, in mitzvahs, there are two types of mitzvahs, and in aveiros, there's also two types of aveiros. In mitzvahs, there's a mitzvah, the mitzvah is that one should do a certain pu'ula. One should take a lulav, one should blow a shofar. And v'shteitzach, that in order for him to be mekayim the mitzvah, we have to be meyaches the pu'ula to the oisei ha'pu'ula. He said that he took the shofar, he blew the shofar, he took the lulav. That's a mitzvah of pu'ulois. Then there's other mitzvahs which really have nothing to do with the pu'ula. The kiyam ha'mitzvah is the end result. Priyas balchoiv, hashavas aveide. That means the person was meishev aveide, did lav davke the pu'ula is the maisa mitzvah, the result is the kiyam mitzvah. So there itain is there wouldn't be a ptur of mesasik. And the same way by a mitzvah sloisase, a mesasik b'chalovim, the iser of achilas chaylev is not the pu'ula of swallowing chaylev. The pula of swallowing the chaylev, that is not the isa. The isa is the hanoah that his guf derived from chaylev. So therefore, if his guf derived hanoah from chaylev, even though the pula was done unintentionally, but if the iser is the hanoas achila and he derived hanoas achila, there's no ptur of misasik. Only ptur misasik is where the iser is the pu'ula that he had done. So then there's a klal, if it was done unintentionally, I was ignorant that he was doing this, so we're not miyaches the pu'ula to him, that he should be considered the oisei ha'pu'ula. That is the svore. Why misasik is potter, and why misasik b'chalovim is chayiv. Now, l'chayre, in atekeya l'shir, that means this person had intentions, he wanted a blow a koil, l'shir, l'shoyre, l'zamer, that was his intentions. Lemaisa, he ended up by accomplishing more than what he intended to do. He did a maisa mitzvah. He ended up by just like by every misasik, he had intentions to do one thing. Lemaisa, he ended up by doing something else, which he had no intentions to do. He intended to be a chaiter, and he ended up being a kaitzer. The pula he had wanted to do, but the magnitude of the pula, the consequences of the pula, he had no intentions. So here it's also l'chayre the same. He wanted to be mavriach hashed, according to the second law. That's what he wanted to do. He ended up by doing something else also. He ended up by doing a mitzvah. It was stakeya in Rosh Hashanah. He ended up by doing a mitzvah, but this mitzvah was done unintentionally. And we have the same thing by kafur parsiim. He was forced to eat, and he ended up by being mekayim a maisa mitzvah of achilas matzah. So lechayre, the Gemara asked the kasha, lechayre, Avua de Shmuel said one chiddush, and Rava spoke about something else. Avua de Shmuel said a chiddush that the shaila in the sugya is, that's a Rabbi Chanan is also mavaya, that if you hold mitzvah sriches kavone, it is considered a maisa mitzvah only if it was done with an intent l'shem mitzvah. If it wasn't done with an intent l'shem mitzvah, it's not a maisa ha-mitzvah. It's not called a maisa ha-mitzvah. It's only called a mitzvah if it is done l'shem mitzvah. That is the title mitzvah sriches kavone. Mitzvah is ein sriches kavone means if it falls into the zman ha-mitzvah with the kiyam hilchas ha-mitzvah, he did a maisa mitzvah. The intent doesn't make it for a mitzvah. If there was a pulas ha-mitzvah, it's a maisa ha-mitzvah. So the emerson, that was the ikar chiddush of the sholcho le-lavu de Shmuel. That's considered a maisa mitzvah without kavonah. That was the chiddush of the sholcho le. And the emerson, Rav is saying the same thing. Because by tekel ishir, there's also no intent to be mekayim a mitzvah. V'chol pikein, it's considered a kiyam a mitzvah. But the Gemara asks a kasha and Rav, what are you just repeating the memra of the sholcho le'i lavu de Shmuel? He said already this yisod that a mitzvah is considered a maitzah mitzvah filler without kavonet l'shem mitzvah. So Rav said, no, I'm being moisif on Abu de Shmuel. Because there'd be a new svare by tekei l'shir that he shouldn't be yaitzah, als misasek. That means since bishloime by achilas matzah, so there the mitzvah is not the pu'ula, the mitzvah is the hanos achila. So there's no ptur of misasik. So Philip, by every misasik, there is a svare that we are not miyaches the pule to him, since he had no intentions of doing that. He had intentions of doing something else. So by achile, this svare is not applicable because the mitzvah is not the pu'ula sachila, the mitzvah is the hanoa sachila, and hanoa sachila he had. So there, sepasnish the ptur of misasik. But by tekeya, l'shir, or l'shayd, so there's a new factor involved. That a filet's considered a maisa mitzvah, but since he didn't have intentions to do it, so we should not be miyaches this maisa, the maisa ha-mitzvah to him. It's Kamash Melon. So the Kamash Melon is, the Afagav the Misasik, who even though he is a Misasik, Yotza. The mitzvah is Ein Tzriches Kavone. Now, L'chaire, it could be that the Emerson, this Misasik, is a little different than the Misasik of Rotza Lachtech Es Hatolosh, V'chotach es ha-mechuba. In that case, he ended up by doing something different. That means he wanted to do one thing. He wanted to slice a tomato. He ended up by being koitzer a tomato. So he did something else what he had wanted to do. Bemison, by our case at the Keil Ashir, it's not he did something else. He wanted to blow shofar l'shir. He accomplished with this pule a kiyum mitzvah, but he didn't do something else. He is a misasik in the accomplishment. That means he had no intentions of accomplishing to do a mitzvah. In the accomplishment, l'chayre, he is a misasik. That he didn't have intentions to accomplish this, to make a maisa a mitzvah. The mitzvah came, shaloi b'yidiyosai, shaloi b'rtzainai. That's in the accomplishment. So in this nekude, it's l'chayre, it's daimet a misasik, but it is not daime to the misasik we spoke about before. Before Lechaire, not only did he accomplish, he did something else, Lamaise. He wanted to be a chaytech, and he became, he was a chaytzer. No, Ravi said, perhaps it'd be a svarit to say, legabi mitzvahs asapas oichit, a chesaron of misasik, if he was ignorant, or he didn't want to make this accomplishment, even though it's not a different maise. But since there was no rotzen to accomplish this, so perhaps it'd be a svarit to say that this misasik also would be mekalkel the maise ha-mitzvah. We have no raya from Sholchu Loi Lavu Adishmul, because over there, there's never a chesaron of misasik, because the mitzvah is danos sachila. So you don't have to be miyaches. It doesn't matter if the pula is not miyuches to him, as long as his guf derived hanoah sachila. So that was lechayre the chiddush of Rava. So Rava says the avol gav the misasiku. It would seem that even though he is a type of a misasik, it's not yen a misasik, but it is a misasik. Avol pikein, that's also no chesorim. That misasik is no chesorim in kiyum mitzvahs. And in a ma'aseh mitzvah it's called because mitzvahs lo tzriches kavone, that it's considered a ma'aseh mitzvah filo without kavone. Now it could very well be that Rashi was not goyres aval hocha zichrein truaksi, because that fits in like a sore thumb. The Ritva wasn't goyres this. So let us see nachmo de loshna gemora. Omar Rav is a semester to Kayla Shir Yotz, a sheet of a Gemara Hainoach, Madate Mohosom, Ochel Matzam, Och Monova, Och Aldike Doggishes, that there is Nene Meachilosoi, Venene Machilosoi, some Amele, so since he's Nene Meachilosoi, so there's no Ptul Mesasi. There's no Chesorna Mesasi. Ah, Volhoche, Mesasi Baalmehu, here is a misasik, because here the mitzvah is a pula, kamash malon, that this type of misasik is not megareya. That could very well be that Rashi was not geyre sich in true, and the Ritva wasn't geyre sich in true. The Rabbeinu Chananu seems he had a different lumdus in the Gemara. Let us see the last shur in the Rabbeinu Chananu, the Omar Rove, Zoyis Emeres Atekei Lishir Yotza. Okay, that is the first half is a very shver, Rabbeinu Chananu. Let's now go to the Pshite. Mal de Teime Hosom Teichlu Matzis Omar Rachmone V'ochlai Avol Hocho Be'inyin Tkiyis Kavonas halev bainin. By tekiyas you need kavonas halev. Veleke. Kamash molon mitzvahs ein tzriches kavonim. So from the Rabbeinu Chananu it would seem that the Gemara is going to, the Gemara is not going to bechlal with Mesasik, Yodei Mesasik, Lishtei Mesasik. The Gemara is a different, that there's different types of mitzvahs. If the mitzvah is the Maisa Achila, so he ate. So he ate. It wasn't Mechavim, but he did the Maisa Mitzvah. The mitzvah is eaten, he ate. Masha'in came over here, that there'd be a Havamina to say, Vacha be'inyin tkiyas kavonas halev be'inim. Right? Zichrein true. It doesn't say, stam ze blow. Zichrein true. Perhaps from the word zichrein, what I say is given, you need more sima slave to the Maisa HaMitzvah. The Rishash wants to say, Rishash also goes with the skills of Zichrein Truhe. Dile the Daik Miloshen Zichrein. The Kivin, the Korsil Zikorein, Shial Zichrein Latoivet, Nitztach Lo Kavone. Hey, the Zichrein Mashem Shetasa be Zichrein, Verayen Noest, Aine Kavones La Mitzvah. I mean, the Teire put up his, so, the Teire put up his Atnai, so Lechere, the Chiddush of Rove, is Rav is only telling us a chiddush in mitzvahs tkiyah shayfer. By other things, perhaps l'chayre, then that's like a chile could be. You just have to do a maisa. But here there's a besunder din of zichra in trua. So that's why I would think that's the chiddush of Rava. That's how it would seem from the Rabbein Chananel and the Rishash. Let us see Taisvis. The mitzvahs einon tzriches kavonim. The perik avi psochim mashme, the havi plukte. Sepsamachlikis gabi evil lefonov metabel bachazeres. The Gemara brings that they brought the shulchan for the balaseida. So that sugye metabel bachazeres by the charoises, if he's metabel with chazeres, uses chazeres for charoises, if he's already mekayim mitzvahs more, not mekayim mitzvahs more. The Tani b'Gemara, the Gemara says over there, Ochloi d'may yotzo. Ochloi b'shaloi miskaven yotzo. Then the Gemara says, Klo, that if a person will eat more without kabone of the mitzvahs more, he's yotze. That's one bereise. B'idach bereise Tani Rabbi Yosi oimer, Aval pi shetoval bechazeretz, even though he was metabel bechazeres, mitzvah lahavi lefonov chazeres vecharoises. He has to bring again, even though he ate already morer, he wasn't mekayim mitzvahs morer. So the mitzvah lahavi lefonov chazeres vecharoises. V'day kosom, al koch lav mishu mekeirehu, the reason that it has to be brought again is not al tzeke, midiktoni mitzvah, al mishum de mitzvah striches kavon. Vahashte, some emailer, some achloikis tanoim. And the Psrove built this whole aloche from a memra of Sholchale Lavu and the Shmu. Vahashte, mashut sochrove le dagdek mikan. Lei hevi mi bereise do hosam diktoni behedje. That says klar, ochle shlebi miskav and yotze. Bring a rai from that bereise. Davamino hainu biyerokis de rabona. So Taisu says, I would learn shat, that it's speaking about Morah Bismanazeh. And so Morah Bismanazeh said, Darabonon, so therefore, there we say, by mitzvah Darabonon could be Kabon is not Ma'akev. Avo mitzvah Daraise boy Kabon. So Memele, so that man, the Yoma that says, you are Yoitze, that's Noraya, that's he's speaking about mitzvah Morah Darabonon Bismanazeh. That's why, Rove to bring a raya from Sholchale Lavu de Shmuel. Uma shemaksha olav mi braises de lekaman, leporich mi Rabbi Yosi dahosam. Rabbi Yosi says over there that he has this a mitzvah to bring nachamol. He's not yaitze with the first achila. Mitzvah lavi lefon of chazeres. So lochere, here we have an often a tana not like Rove, because that there it's not such a strong kasha, because Rove could be matchem that it's speaking about the mitzvah is not als mitzvah, the mitzvah is als mishumekere, but could be Rabbi Yosi also als mitzvah leitzriches kavone. And the Turiyevin brings down, but Emerson, it is like that Taka, that the Rav Taka holds that Pshat and Rabbi Yosi, because the Gemara in Sukkah brings, there's a member of Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi holds that, Tor B'dvar Mitzvah, he's part of a Korban. So the Gemara says if a person took out a Lulav in Shabbos, he's part, that's a member of Rabbi Yosi, he's part of. Like the Gemara, Mida'ag Bei Nofik Bei, the Gemara says the mitzvah's over already. As soon as he picked up the mitzvah to the lulav to take it out, he was yaitzer ready. So what's that? The Gemara says a whole bunch of ekimtes. Frektach the Tureyevin, we're talking according to Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi holds mitzvah sriches kavone. So he didn't have kavone to be yaitzer. He wasn't yaitzer. So he says, weist ois, that the Gemara held for double portion Rabbi Yosi. That Gemara also held for double portion Rabbi Yosi holds mitzvah's ein sriches kavone. So Memele, so this pshat of mitzvah lahavi lefon of chazeres is al tzakeir etake. So that means etake is such a pshat. Avol hocha, I would think, misasik balmu, כמש מלון, בריש יויצא. זאת תויסווס, אבל הוכה תקייה לשיר מסעסק בעל מהווה. I would think that the Kehle Shir is a Misasik. Ulekama bepeg basrat nana Misasik lo yotza. So Taisus says, you dachsim another nekude. That Taisus is saying that be Emerson, a real Misasik is take, you're not yotza mitzvahs shayfa either. Like we had mentioned before, that this is a mitzvahs Misasik. That means, like, he intentions of doing something else. Didn't have intentions to accomplish what he accomplished. He wanted a stamazai bitekei elishir, and he accomplished a kiyam a mitzvah. He blew a tiki, which is a kiyam a mitzvah. But he did not do something else. He did what he intended to do, but he didn't have intentions to accomplish what he accomplished. That is our misasik. We said the real misasik is that he wanted to do one thing, and he ended up doing something else. So, but he did not do something else. He did what he intended to do, but he didn't have intentions to accomplish what he accomplished. That is our misasik. We said the real misasik is that he wanted to do one thing and he ended up doing something else. So, Emerson, this Mishnah Vayta that says, a misasik lo yotzo, there's a few pshatim. One pshat is, that I take it down later, that means as follows, that he wanted to blow into a shayfa, blowing, a loshin nefich, he wanted to blow into, not to make a coil, he wanted to blow in it, wanted to let off some steam, and somehow he made a coil. So that is a real misasik. That means he didn't have intentions at all of, he did a different pu'ule, but that means he wanted to blow, and the blowing made a coil. So he did, Asiyas HaKil, there was no intentions at all to make. That is an emissar misasik. That means that, because he did another pu'ule, which he didn't have intentions at all to do. So Taisvis, so that is takan emissar misasik, and he's takan not yoitze. So the Gemara had a havamina that this should also be like that misasik. That would have been the havamina. It's kamash melon. Kamash Malon, that this is not an emissar misasik. Zog the Gemara weiter. Eisvei. Hoye koire betoire. Vigi es man amikra. A person was in the middle of being koire betoire. Vigi es man amikra and it became zman krishme. So the Mishnah says, im kiven liba yotzo, Bimlav lo yotzo. So when is he mekai mitzvahs krishim? Kiven liba. My love, kiven liba ilotzeis. It means what the kavanah salei that is needed is kiven liba ilotzeis. That he was mechaven to be yotze. So we see that what? We see that mitzvah is sriches kavone. We see that mitzvah is sriches kavone. So perhaps, before we had said that the whole chiddush, according to Rabbeinu Hanano, the whole chiddush of Rava was that by truah there'd be a hava, that you need kavona because it's a zichrein trua. He says, by other mitzvahs, it's poshet. I mean, that you can learn that from Avuah de Shmuel. But by shayfa, that we have been a zichrein trua. So, kamashmol, and fellow by shayfa, mitzvahs ain't zichrein kavona. So, according to that, could be this kasha is not only on Rav, it could be it's a kasha on Avuah de Shmuel also. And you see, a fellow by poshet the mitzvahs, you also need kavona. Or maybe there'd be a svara to say, since it says al levavecha, perhaps that the al levavecha should be equivalent to zichrein truah, that you need kavanas halev. Bal kaponim, it says you're not yaitzim. without kabbana. And for the Gemara, loy likrois. No, it doesn't mean kiven libay lotzeis. You don't need kabbana lotzeis. It kiven libay likrois. In fact, the Gemara likrois a kakori. It says akirei betari is akirei. Vigi is mana mikrim kiven libay yotzo. So he's a kirei. He, besides the kri, you need kabbanas halev. So you see, it's a dova hanoisef ala kriya. And the Gemara be kirei lahagia. We're speaking about a person who is kirei lahagia. So that's why you need him kiven libay. Let us see what Rashi says. Look, Rashi is man ha-mikra shal kriyishma, for who are yekeirei b'teira parsha shema. He was learning parsha shema. Keirei la-giye, ach kriye ein kan, af kriye ein kan, elo megamgein. L'cheire, pshatn Rashi, I think is like Taisvis and Broches, that Taisus and Brocha says Kaire Lagia. The Rach also seems to say like this: Kaire Lagia. When a person is Kaire Lagia, so he learns the words not the way they should be pronounced, no, the way they are written, in order to ensure that they are written properly. Doesn't learn Taitofais, he learns Tatfas. So he's a Kaire Lagia. So af kri, so that's l'chayre what Rashi is saying. That's Midiritva doesn't say this, but I don't understand why he said pshat Rashi. Af kriya ein kan elo migamge. That means when he was kaira lagia, that's also called a kriya. It's a type of, I mean, it's he's saying words, but that's a kriya of gimgum. It's a different type of a kriya. Im kiven liboy. That the kriya should be a klara kriya. Dachsim this pshat and Rashi. I mean, the imkiven liboy is schwer. It's, I mean, that, but I ask on Taisvis. So the vote is not kiven liboy. He's pronouncing it differently. The Mishnah should not be. The Mishnah should not be toile that will be yaitze if there's kavanas halev. There has to be a more perfected kriya. Let us see the Gemara weiter. Zuk the Gemara weiter. Tashma, oya oiver achere beis haknesses. Oisha oya beisa isomach le beisa knesses, veshama keil shayfer oi keil megillah. Im kiven liba yotza, vim lav lo yotza. So he's only yaitz im kiven liba, my lav, im kiven liba lotzeis. Yes, he was machavan liba, veshama keil shayfer. I hear the keil shayfer, but he's only yaitz im kiven liba. So what kavona does he need? Kavona lotzeis. So the Gemara loy lishmoya. It was kiven liboy lishmoya. In fact, the Gemara lishmoya v'hoshama. It says v'shama keil shayfa. So what shat kiven liboy lishmoya? So the Gemara savo chamir ba'almahu. Let us see the lashon of the Rabbeinu Chananu. V'dochin and kiven libay lishmoya ulahavchim im hu tekias ben adam oi tzoholas sus. That means there is shmiya and shmiya. There's a shmiya, a person is hearing a sound, but he doesn't know exactly what that sound is coming from. Doesn't know, he hears a sound, it could be a shofar, it could be a tzala sus. So that is not called shmiya. That is not called shmiya. If he doesn't know what he's hearing, so that does felt in shmiya. So he wouldn't be yaitze. So kiven liboy to be mavchen that he's hearing the shofar, that he has to know. Doesn't have kavanah to be yotzei, but he has to know what he's hearing. If he just hears a sound and he was not mavchin what he heard, so that's not called shmir. So he's not yotzei. Yachoyne meska kasha, that's very good by shofar. So you hear a sound, so you have to know, was he mavchin, was it a kol shofar, a talasus? But the Mishnah says by Megillah also. So what was the kivan libay by Megillah? The Rebbe asks this kasha, the Rishash asks the kasha. So the Rishash answers that it's speaking about aloyes that heard Ashuris. He doesn't know, it's Greek to him. He doesn't know if Yana is making an appeal, he doesn't know what's Tutzach Dolben. But Al Kaponim, he has to know Taka that he's learning a Megillah, that he has to know. He has to, that, as that Oifen Shmi, he has to know. He just hears some Ashuristic words that are being put together and he doesn't know what is being said. So then Taka Felton Shmiya, as they feel he has to know that the Leining a Megillah Sesta. That's what the Rishash says. The Prichadosh and Tar Tzadik also asked the Kasha. He says, Muim de Kechidish. The Prichadosh says that, this is by Kriyas Megillah, everyone knows mitzvah striches kavone, because there is a mitzvah pirsum in Nisa, and if you're not mechaven, so by middle there's no pirsum in Nisa. So by the kivan libe by Megillah zicha, you have to be mechaven lot. So that's no shaila about it. The whole problem was the kivan libe of the Kiya Shefa. Zog de Gemara weiter. Eisvei. Niskaven shaymeya veloi niskaven mashmiya. Mashmiya veloi niskaven shaymeya lo yotza achi iskaven shaymeya u mashmiya. Now, the Vail, Lechere will see, the Gemara the Vail understood niskaven shaymeya niskaven mashmiya. The Gemara understood that it does not mean the kavonas mashmiya is dumia the shaymeya. He was, just like niskaven shaymeya, he has to be mechaven to be mekayim the mitzvah. That's the niskaven mashmiya also. He has to be mechaven to be mekayim the mitzvah. Lechere, the Gemara, at the end of the sugya, we'll see perhaps is a din noisif by kavonas mashmiya. But the world was not up to that yet. Niskaven shemeyel niskaven mashmiya. Mashmiyel niskaven shemeyel lo yotz. Achi iskaven shemeyel mashmiya. Bishloimen niskaven mashmiyel niskaven shemeyel kisovel chamer baalmu. That could be good. You just told us by shemeyel you have to know what you're listening to. So the shemeyel has to be mavchen that he understands that he's hearing a kol shofar. Elon is kavin shemei, Evelyn is kavin mashmiya. So this is also lo yod, so eichi mashkaches lo. Lavi teikeya lo shir, that the teikeya was not teikeya, was teikeya lo shir, and says lo yod so. And for the Gemara, dilme de komanvich nevuchi. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, the command bech nevuchi ve'einoi tekeya kishir tkiya amefurish memisnaseinu bepeirikachem. Niskaven mashmiya means to make a kol tkiya with a shir. That kavona yesterday. Someone going low and end up with a kol which is not a shir tkiya, so he won't be yaitze. Let us see Taisvis, the command bech nevuchi. Perish bekuntres deine tekeya kishir tkiya mefurish bemishnasein, bekashe dim kain, afilu niskaven nami loinofik. So then it's not totally in kavona. If he's not, the kavona won't help it. You have to blow a shear. Venire li manvech nevuchi she'ein miskaven litkoya shir tkiya, vitoka shir tkiya. Vishem kachot saloime bekuntres. That means, so Taisus wants to say a case of an emissar misasik. That means he had no intentions of blowing a shir tkiya. He wanted to make a sound, and he ended up by making, through his blowing, he made a shir tkiya. So he ended up doing something else what he did not have intentions to do, with the pool of what he wanted to do. So memela, So that's a real misasik. Inami kein shepirish bekuntus lakamba bepeg basra misasik shayin lefeyach b'shayfa wanted to blow into the shayfa v'olso loy b'yode tki and that sound came out. So again, that's a real misasik, your intentions of doing one pu'ule, and he ended up by doing something else. So that's a real misasik, which one is taken at yaitse. So he has to be miskaven to do what he had wanted to do. He has to be miskaven to do what he had done. Zakhti gemorah weiter. Amalei abaye, so now abaye est rove elo miyato. So Rava was machadish, b'emesin that a mitzvah without kavona has a shame ma'isa ha-mitzvah. You don't need the kavona to make it a ma'isa mitzvah. It's a ma'isa mitzvah without kavona. Ela mi'ato ha-yoshin b'shmini b'suke yulke. So if a person sleeps, shmini atzeres b'suke, he should get malkis. Why? Zegt Rashi, Ela miyata, the shein miskaven le mitzvah ki miskaven domin. It has a shein maisa mitzvah. Hayoshim b'shmini b'suke shaloi l'shum mitzvah yulke. Shrei moisif al mitzvah v'oiva mishum bal toisif. That means the Torah said that there should be a yeshiva suke of 7 days and he's making a yeshiva suke of 8 days. So if you hold it's considered a maisa ha-mitzvah without kavone, so he's doing a maisa ha-mitzvah, so he's making a yeshiva sukkah of 8 days, so he's moisif on the yoimei achak. For chesh b'yeva bal toisif. Omar loy sh'ani oimer mitzvahs eini oiva aleim elo bizmanon. Zogt Rashi, mitzvahs eini oiva aleim bebal toisif elo bizmanon. Kegoin chamishes aminim belulev veitet ofis betfilin chamish titzies betales avotais vis yoim al yoimayim aisho al sho ein ze moisev. Is dachsachmir Rashi means to say like this. Dachsachmir Rashi is saying as follows, that in order to be considered an ahisofer, it can only be considered a sofer kozman, the mitzvah wasn't nigmal. That means, so then it becomes a hisofer, it's called that the mitzvah is being done with a hisofer, with something was added to the maisa ha-mitzvah. Person puts a chamesh minim shebelulav, so this is an atila of chamesh minim. So this is a hisofer to the maisa mitzvah. But, if this mana mitzvah was nigmal already, that means mitzvah sukkah is 7 days, so we finish mitzvah yeshiva sukkah. So now lechayre, so this man was nigma, so now there's a svara bachsim of hay lechudekoy. So there's no connection with this, it doesn't become an 8 day yeshiva. As long as the mitzvah was nigma, so it's finished already. It can only be moisev bizman ha mitzvah, so then it's called that the mitzvah is being done in a oifen of a sofer. But if this man ha mitzvah was nigma, so there's nothing to connect and be mechaber this pula to the previous pulas. So memele, so it's not called a hisofer. Mosiv Rav Shimon bar Abba. So Rav Shimon bar Abba said, so he told me a yesoid, when the mitzvah is nigmar, so pasnish kein asof, it doesn't add on. Minayin lekoyin shaylo leduchen shlo yoymar. Hoyel v'nosno li teire rishus levoich es Yisrael, oisiv brocha achas misholi. Today is that I'm allowed to make a bracha, so I'll add another bracha. Gagayin Hashem, Elokea, Beiseichem, Yosef, Aleichem. Talmud loyma, loysei sifu, aladova. Bahoche, given the borech, lay over, lay zmane. Here it's speaking about he ended the mitzvah. It means if you're telling me, as long as the mitzvah was ended, so it's not considered a heisof, it's hay lechudikoy, vay lechudikoy. That means the mitzvah is finished, and now what he's doing, It doesn't become attached to the mitzvah. It's not called a sof on the mitzvah, since the mitzvah was nigma. So b'orchek even the b'orch le'ovri le'zmane, this man, the mitzvah was nigma already. Uktoni da'ova. So v'ayistoyis, it's not true. It can be considered a sof, after it was nigma, this man a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Ochem ha'eskinim b'deloisayim. No, the Yosef Hashem, Hashem al-Kev Yisechim Yosef Aleichem was said before he was Messiah. Yivrachacha Hashem, Yosef Hashem Aleichem. So memele, so therefore, that's considered a Yisofer. Frag the Gemara, v'asayim, we learned a different barais. It says, Sayim, he was Messiah, and then he said, Yosef Hashem Aleichem. So Moses says, no, that paraisa means Sayim Brocha Achas, Sayim Brocha Achas. There's three brochas by Birchus Koinim. So he ended the first brocha, V'yishmerach, then he said, Yosef Hashem, Hashem al-Kev Yisechem Yosef Aleichem. But he's still in the middle of the mitzvah. So Memela, therefore, it's considered a Yisof. Like the Gemara of Asayim, we learned another paraisa. The other paraisa says, Siyem kol birchoiso. No, it says in the Baraisa, after he finished all three brachas, he said this bracha. And the Gemara says now a new approach. Shani oche, so this is Akash and Rove. Shani oche, kiven dilu misrami lei tzibur achine. What would be if another tzibur would come? Hoda mevorech, so to be there's a mitzvah to bench. The other tzibur is kula yoime zmanehu. So it's not called that the mitzvah was nigma. He's always in the, since the each tzibur that comes, there's a mitzvah to bench them. So it's always, so that was called it was nigma the mitzvah. The nigma the mitzvah means when he was finished ready with the mitzvah. So then you can't be moisef on the mitzvah. But since he's the whole day he elicked in the mitzvah, so it's called zmanehu. After 7 days pass, it's finished. It's nigmar the mitzvah. So the sleeping in the eighth day is not considered a hisofer. Uminah taimre, the snan hanitnim matona achas shenis arvu benitnim ba matona achas. Let's say that two yidden had a bechir. The Bechor is Matona Achas, and the dam of both Bechoris became Nisarev Zebozem. Is he not Matona Achas? So the Kohen makes one Maase Zrike, when you saw he's being Zoyrik dam from two Kobonis, and it's Oyla for each Bailim. Matan Dalit, what if they became this Arev two Shlomims? Now, two Shlomims is the Matonis, the Matnas Adam, Ashtaim Shein Arba. So you had the Shlomim that was Nisarev. The first case is real that two Bchayras of the Bchayr and Maisa, which also Matonachas. So it's Al Koponim, you could be Zayrik, and for one will be Oyla Bchayr, there will be Oyla for Maisa. Matan Dalit, the Matan Dalit, let's say you had a Shlomim and an Osham and an Oilo and a Toider, all Shtaim Shein Arbe. Nosno ben Matan Dalet. So also you'll be, if it came this Ar of the Dam, you'll be make one Zrike and there'll be Oilo for each Kolb. Matan Dalet ben Matan Achas. But what happens if a Matan Dalet became this Ar of the Matan Achas? That a Shlomim became this Ar of the Bechel. So now you have a Shrekelech problem. If you only make one matone, say Eva Baltigra, so it comes out the Shlomim, you only made one matone, Eva Baltigra. If you make Shtaim Shein Arbe, so it comes out, you're taking a Bechir and being Moisef, another matone. So here we have a Machlikas Tanoim. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Yinosnu B'matan Dalet. Rabbi Lezer says, you should make two matone, Shtaim Shein Arbe. Rabbi Shua Omer Yinosnu b'matan achas. You should make one maton. Omer Aloy Rabbi Lozor. So Rabbi Lozor asked Rabbi Yeshua, how could you say that you should only make one maton re'oiva al bal tigra? You have a shlomim over here, that there's a mitzvah to make shtayim shein arbe, and you're not making shtayim shein arbe, save a bal tigra. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, Arei Oiver al Bal Taisef. And how do you understand it? The way you say, Oiver Bal Taisef, you're taking Dam of Abchir and you're making another Matana with it. You're Maisef on the Matanas. אמר לרב אלעזר, לא נאמר בעל תוסף, אלא כשהוא בעצמו. The whole din of בעל תוסף is when it is by itself. So what is Pshat? So the Ritva explains Pshat as follows. The Ritva says that, that means if, let's say, I have a Bechoyer, and I'm Zayrik, the Dama Bechoyer, Shtei Matone Shenar. So that's called you. You have a Baal Taisek. You might have another Matone. But here, Pshat is, I don't want to be Zayrik, the Bechoyer. I want to be Zayrik, the Shlomim. So the Zrik is for the Shlomim. Now, leider, the Dama Bechoyer is Ma'uriv there. So Shlap Tzachmit. But I don't want to... And when you're zoyrik, the dam ha-shlomim, and there's dam b'chayr also, so comes out, you're zoyrik has this, you're zoyrik dam b'chayr, extra zrik, an extra matone. The ritva, this is the Lashna Ritva. When is there about Toysev, k'shu ba'atzma, sh'ayne m'uret, sh'rehu m'ysev olav mamish, that's called, I was m'ysev ha-matone. אבל זה אין זה עיקר הזוסוי, אלא לעשוי דלת מתונס במישהו ממתן דלת. ואידך ממילא עושוי על ידי תרובס. That means I have no intentions of being מויסב on the prayer. I have intentions of being זהירק למתן דלת. No, it's מורב, שלב צחמית. But that's not called I want to be מויסב on the whole Israel. Of Baal Toysev is if I have intentions to be מויסב on the prayer another מתונם. But if I have no intentions to be moisim on the b'chir, no, als ayyidei taruvosa im dam ha-shlomim, it becomes nizrak, another matone, das geht mir nicht noch. That was Rabbi Lezer's teretz. Oma loy Rabbi Yeshua, loy nema bar tigra, shu ba'atzmi, so I'll tell you the same svara by bar tigra. That means the whole Isser of Baal Tigra is, if the reason I'm not Zoyrik is, it's Ba'atzmai. That means I have a Shlomim. And I only make one Matone, so my Melech, so that's called you a Gereya, the Matones of this Kolben. This Kolben needs two Matones, it's a Shlomim. You made one Shlomim. But over here, he says, the reason I'm not making another maton is because the reason I'm not making another maton on the shlomim is because I don't want to be meisiv a maton on the b'chayr. So memeila again, so it's, I'm not doing it because I want to be megareya, the maton is from the shlomim. I'm doing it because I don't want to be meisiv on the b'chayr. V'oid omar Rabbi Yeshua, כשלוי נוסעת עוברת על בעל תיגרא ולא יוסיסו מייסה. Then Rabbi Yeshua said as follows, כשלוי נוסעת עוברת על בעל תיגרא ולא יוסיסו מייסה ביותך. כשנוסעת עוברת על בעל תוסף ועוסיסו מייסה ביותך. There's different pshatim over here and what the seisof is, but let's say the easiest pshat of Ayel, that Rabbi Yeshua said, forget about that svar, afilu will say that afilu it's not ba'atzma, you're also over ba'al tigra, you're also over ba'al toisev. So Rabbi Yeshua says, but what I'm saying is better than what you're saying, because k'shaloi nosato ovarot al bal tigra v'lo yosiso maise biyotro. K'shenosato ovarot al bal toise v'osiso maise biyotro. That was the second svara that Rabbi Yeshua asked in Rabbi Lezer. So therefore, if you're forced to do one of the two, you should be boicher harabi miyutoi. Yeah, fragt die Gemara. Vahocho kiven, this was Rav's kashana. Kiven de yoiv lei matone mi b'chayr ovro lei zmanei oktoni de ovar mishum bal toisev. So now, Rav says, let's understand Rabbi Yeshua. It's Rabbi Yeshua taine that yoiv bal toisev. Now, L'chayret over zmane. So what kind of baltaisa was there? That means with the prayer he's finished already. He was with the mitzvah was nigma. So l'chayret should come out that whatever he does later is not called a hisaf in the matonis. I'm making an extra maton on the prayer. As long as the mitzvah is finished, zedin ha'ilachude koin, it doesn't become mitzurif to the previous mitzvah. So what is Tamazay Rabbi Yeshua's taine? Yeah. Lav mishum damrinen. V'tayn lav mishum baltaise. Lav mishum damrinen. Given the limisram alay bucha achina hodo mazeminei sakochoch. You see this svara from Rabbi Yeshua. That since if another bechayer will be brought to the koyim, so it'll be mazeh from this bechayer also, kule yayme zimnei. So memele, so it's considered it's still this man of giving being zayrek matnas prayer. So that's Rav Zrayim. He says Rab Shimon not gefragt a kashe af Rav a yoshen b'shmini yulke. That was the kasha. The kasha was that there should be Baal Taisiv. So Rav said a teretz. That was the kasha in Rav. So Rav said a teretz that ain't a evilim ella bismana. So Rav Shimon Barabe asked the kasha, how could you say such a thing that you only have a bismana? He asked the kasha from Koyin. Koyin is oiva Baal Taisiv, even though this mitzvah was nigma, he's oiva Baal Taisiv. So how could you say you only have a bismana? So Rav answered him, this is called Zmanoi. Arai that it's called Zmanoi, this is called Zmanoi because Ilo Yisraim Le Tzibur Achine, so Yisraim Te Benchem. So Memele, so it's called Zmanoi. So Rav says, I'll bring you Arai that it's called Zmanoi. Because, Rabbi Yeshua says, Yoiva Baal Taisiv. So why Yoiva Baal Taisiv? Al Koch, it's called Zmanoi. Fact the Gemara Mimai, Rav, you're not bringing a raya that this is called Zmanoi. Dilma Kasava Rabbi Yeshua Mitzvah Saivalem Afilu Shalai Bizmanoi. Rav, we asked Akasha and Rav. So Rav said a teretz, Yoni Oiver Bizmanoi. That was Rav's Ashtik Torah. The Gemara wanted to prove Yoiver Shalai Bizmanoi also. So Rav said it's no proof. It could be there the alumnus says it's called Zmanoi. And then Rav brought a rai, it's called Zmanoi from Rabbi Yeshua. There's no rai from Rabbi Yeshua, it's called Zmanoi. Could be your hostic Torah's false. Could be your Yoiva Baal Taisiv, even though it's not Zmanoi. They don't have any rai. Mimai, Dilma Kesava, Rabbi Yeshua, Mitzvah, Oivel, Ema, Filo, Shaloi, Bizmanoi. So my mail is, so what's your rai? Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, b'shaloi sayim alei sifa b'emtze, v'asayim toni b'braise, nitna b'amatona achas k'goin dam b'chir, sh'nisar b'dam b'chir haberi, b'dam maisa, nosna matona achas, v'reyesh bo mishneim v'oilo l'shneim. Matan arba, shlomim v'oshem v'oilo v'toide. So Gemara says, Dilma kesova Rabbi Yeshua, you didn't prove anything. Maybe from Rabbi Yeshua holds that afilu that it's not Zmani also even about Taisif. So forget we have two kashas from you. So what proof are you bringing from Rabbi Yeshua?